I do something nice. In fact, I do it twice. That sounds like we're working there pretty well. We also have our speaker on here, so they're getting a little bit of backward motion on that, so let's shut that off. So this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. I always do something nice. In fact, I do it twice. So think about these things. What is life all about? Life is all about doing nice things, being a nice person, being a loving, gentle, powerful, giving person, being a person who just shares everything fantastically in life, and in that process, everything good comes to you. Have you ever seen a nice person who had bad things happen to them? Yes, that will happen. Now, what's their attitude about it? They say, well, this too shall pass. And have you ever seen a person who's been wrongly accused of something? And what's their attitude about it? Have you ever seen a person who's been rightly accused of something? And what's their attitude about it? You know, so it is, you know. And you don't worry about these things. You don't get all shook up about them. You don't get all hung up about them. You just flow with it and just go on doing nice things. Because a nice person is always a nice person, whether he's understood or not understood, whether he's appreciated or not appreciated. A nice person is always a nice person. Now, let's say that in another way. A rich person is always a rich person. A rich person is always a rich person even when they're poor, because they have the attitude of abundance. And they don't stay poor very long. People who make promises with money that they have, and then they don't fulfill that promise, they're the ones who are poor. And the reason that they're poor is a simple reason that they no longer trust themselves. You see, their inner spirit doesn't trust themselves because they make agreements and then they don't uphold them. They say, yes, I will be at your house at 8 o'clock to wash your windows for you, you know, and then they don't come. And so you say, hey, that's okay. You didn't have to wash my windows anyhow. I didn't need it to be washed, but you said you were coming, so I expected you. We have an employee who works for us, and he's a little not too current in keeping his promises. He says, I'll see you tomorrow morning at 8. Well, 8 o'clock comes and goes, and he's nowhere around, and then we call him, we say, what happened? And he says, well, I couldn't make it. You know, I did this, I did that. Well, you should have called us, because we were waiting. We were waiting to greet you, waiting to give you the program for today, waiting to take care of the details, and you didn't call. You know, that makes us feel very insecure with the person. Now, do you hear me? It makes us feel insecure with the person. When you don't keep the promises you make to yourself or to anybody else, you have a feeling inside yourself of being very insecure as to whether you can be trusted, you know? And if you can't be trusted by yourself, then how can you be trusted by anybody else? And how can you expect to accomplish the things that you say you'd like to accomplish now? We all use the law of cause and effect. And the law of cause and effect doesn't really care whether we are going for good or going for bad. It only cares to do and put forth whatever it is that we want to have done. So, in the law of cause and effect, we say, all is in divine order. Now, that's not the same for all people. What do you think divine order is? Do you think divine order is the highest and best for you? Or do you think divine order is what happens, happens, what you see, she gets, you know? Because it can be divine order too, however you interpret it. Many people interpret things in different ways, and they get different responses. Now, what sort of response do you want? What sort of response are you getting from yourself? And you're doing nice things. I always do something nice. It's fun to do it. I believe I always do something nice. I always do something nice. I'm shouting and hollering and I'm crying and I'm calling. I don't have to do that. I always do something nice. If someone doesn't interpret it as nice, that's their problem. If someone doesn't understand I'm doing something nice, that's their problem. If somebody thinks that I'm the greatest guy in the world because I'm always doing something nice, he's very correct, you know. But stop and think about it. I'm always doing something nice. If that's the truth about me, that inner devil is not going to say, ha, 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 you know, ha, ha, ha. You always do things nice. I saw what you did the other day, how you tripped that person and how you threw a banana peel out and somebody else fell out and saw. I saw you doing that stupid stuff. You know, I saw you doing it. And you know yourself that you weren't very nice in doing that. So, okay, what does your inner self think of you? Your inner divine self. Your inner divine self says of yourself, I guess who I am is not a nice person. I guess who I am is not a believer in principle. I guess who I am is not someone who's going to make the choice in their life of what they want to receive and enjoy, and I'm not going to do anything for them. Because the law works by not working, you know? The law works by not working. We say, I want a new car, and then we really mean, I want to go on a vacation, or I want to go somewhere else. And so the law works by not giving us either. Something comes along to siphon away the money for our new car, siphon away the money for our vacation, something. You see, what we want to put in motion is that through all of the programs that we understand that are the most beautiful and most fantastic, everything works out for my good. So, am I going to lose my car, lose my vacation? Am I going to lose money? Yeah. And the answer is yes. You're going to lose. But you're going to lose only because you think that the money comes from outside of you. You think that your good comes from outside of you. I do something nice because it's from inside of me. I don't know how to do something nice from outside of me. I can't help a person with whatever their problems are on the outside. I only help them from the inside. And when I help them from the inside, then miracles happen for them. So, how can you have the consciousness, for instance, of money, so that you can have your car and have your vacation and have all these things? How can you have your consciousness of money if you think you don't have enough? Well, that's the end. That's the end. You don't have enough, and you never will, and you never can, until you change your consciousness, until you change your thinking to realize, I am independently wealthy. I am abundant. I have money for every single thing that delights me and appeals to me and makes me happy. I am independently wealthy. And it's you. It's not something else or somebody else. It's you. Now, we're talking about the university feeling. We're saying the university feeling is independently wealthy. Well, that's good. But when you say, I am the university feeling, I am independently wealthy, it sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? When you say, I own the university, I belong to the university is my project, my plan. Sylvia owns the university, Sylvia belongs to the university, Sylvia has the university in her plan. Ingeborg belongs to the university, and the university belongs to Sylvia, and Ingeborg, and Sylvia, and me, and all of us. But it must be in your divine plan. Now, when you say, I am independently wealthy, what does that mean? That means that whatever I have, the university has. I've taken a vow of poverty, a vow of self-dedication, and a vow of, what do we call it? Not poverty, but...
Non-possession.
Non-possession, right. A vow of non-possession. That's a good way to call it, isn't it? I've taken the vow of non-possession, and that means that every single penny I ever get from any source goes to the university. So I have my Social Security. Does that go to the university? Sure does. I have everything. Does it go to the university? Sure does. Do you? Does everything go to the university? Sure does. So if you are independently wealthy, what is the university? Independently wealthy. If I am independently wealthy, what's the university? Independently wealthy. You see, that's the principle we're dealing with. I do something nice. In fact, I do it twice. Every time I think something nice, I just think it and share it and give it and flow with it. And I have the most fun of all. Because life is just filled with the nice things that I do. Ha, 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 ha. Isn't that beautiful? It's just filled with all the glorious things that I do and all the beautiful things that I do, because that's the way it is, and that's the way it always will be. So, you just have yourself a lovely day and let your inspiration fly when you realize that as you stay true to your commitment to yourself, you will be independently wealthy in every area. Do those nice things for yourself and watch the miracles return in spades to you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.